Thanks for calling Alabama Unemployment Claim Line. My name is Tammy. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you today?
Hi, I was just talking to somebody and the line cut off.
Yes, ma'am.
I was telling her that I received a important tax document claiming that I received some unemployment compensation, but I have not gotten that money.
Okay, so you're trying to file a claim, ma'am?
She was telling me that I would have to reopen the claim, or I guess file a new claim. I'm not really sure.
Yes. You will have to open a claim. Hold on.
I was logging into my account, and I've had this error on my account for like 6 months saying that the payment is pending because of some separation issues. I know they sent a letter to my employer, and the employer did not send it back.
Okay. So we can file a claim, ma'am. I mean, I can go up in here and see what's going on with you if you like.
Okay, yes, please.
Okay, what's your social?
669-05-6221.
I have 669-05-6221. Could you please give me your name?
It is Soha Mizani.
33-1999?
Yep.
Okay. Okay. Mizani, no name change. Got your, okay. Date of birth, 3, okay, got that. Female, yes, citizen, yes, English, okay. Okay, and you're saying, okay, we're doing direct deposit or benefit card?
Direct deposit.
Okay, I need your checking or savings.
It's going to be checking.
Need your routing number and your bank account, please.
All right, give me 1 second.
Okay.
Okay. The routing number is 262-087-528.
I have 262-087-528.
Yep.
Okay. And can I have your bank account number, please?
It's going to be 000.
000.
Mm-hmm.
305-305-3350.
I have 000-305-3350.
Okay. Could you verify your address?
It is 551 Vaughn Circle, Alabama, 35226.
Okay. Could you verify your phone number on file?
205-585-9073.
Okay. Okay, so they weren't able to complete your file, you filing, ma'am?
Yes, I filed last July 2021. I believe they sent them the letter. They gave them until November to get back, and they still have not done that.
So we're going to file another one today. What is your country?
Okay.
What in what county do you currently live? Marshall, Mobile, Clay, or Jefferson, or none of the above?
Jefferson.
Which of the following vehicles have you recently owned or leased? 98 Ford Club Wagon, 2001 Audi A8, 2002 BMW, or 2007 Volkswagen?
None.
In which of the following cities have you ever attended college? Birmingham, Orange Beach, Talladega, or Tuscaloosa, none of the above?
Birmingham.
In which of the following states does Anita Rupin currently live? Alabama, Delaware, Vermont, or Wyoming?
Alabama.
Which of the following age ranges most closely matches the age of Anita Rupin? 22 to 26, 31 to 35, 49 to 53, 59 to 63, or none of the above?
49 to 53.
Did you receive notification that you have a TRA certification, a trade certification?
No.
Are you filed for disaster unemployment assistance?
No.
Have you worked since the last time you filed?
Yes.
Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Okay. Was the work you performed with the same employer you reported on your last claim?
What was the question?
Was the work you performed with the same employer you reported on your last claim? Was the work you performed with the same employer you reported on your last? Okay, yes. Okay. What was your last day work, ma'am?
From that job, the old job.
The job that you're filing your unemployment with.
That was, and I got it written down when they fired me with no notice. I believe it was June 30th.
June 30th? What year?
2021.
Since the most recent.
Ma'am? It should be written down on that last claim when my last day was.
I don't have that, ma'am.
Oh, okay.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No.
Are you currently working solely on commission?
No.
Are you currently registered for attending school or training?
Yes.
Okay, and which one are you, school, training, or both?
School.
Okay, are you attending high school on a regular full-time basis?
I'm attending college on a full-time basis.
Are you attending WIA, TAA, and Discolored Worker Program? No. Okay, what days and hours do you attend school?
Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Okay. And what's the hours?
I guess 6 to 8.
6 in the evening to 8?
Yes. There's just one class, though. The rest of my classes are online, so they don't have timing.
Okay. Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workman compensation due to work-related injury?
No.
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No.
Okay, ma'am, what was your job description?
A chiropractic assistant.
What now?
A chiropractic assistant.
Spell that, please.
It's going to be C-H-I-R.
Ara. I can't hear you, ma'am.
Okay. C H I R O P R A C T I C.
C E I P.
No.
I have C H I R O T R A C E.
It's C H I R O P as in Peter.
Okay, hold on. P C H I R O P
R A.
So it's R A.
And then C.
C.
And then, yep. And then T I C.
That's
so
it.
Just be chiro-
ma'am.
Yeah, chiropractic.
You're breaking up. You're breaking up. Okay. What was your chiropractic? What?
Assistant.
Physical therapy, is it occupational therapist? That wouldn't be close to it because it don't have chiropractic. Physical therapist assistant.
You could put medical assistant.
I got it. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Are you seeking work in your current occupation?
No.
You're not seeking work in your...
Oh, yes. I'm seeking work. Sorry, I thought you said, are you working?
Okay. And it was R-E-I-G-N-I-T-E chiropractic?
Say that one more time.
Is that the company? Who was your chiropractic? Who did you work for, ma'am?
The one I'm trying to claim for is Rocky Ridge Chiropractic.
Okay, so it's not R-E-I... G-N-I-T-E chiropractic.
No.
Okay,
no,
I see Liberty
trying.
Fuels, Austin Chad, Scrub America, and S-E-Y-L-E-R Enterprises. Neither one of those are the ones.
Nope, none of those. It should be from Rocky Ridge.
Okay, I have to list that. Okay, and what that's
okay.
The employer name is who? Rocky Ridge.
Yes.
R O C K Y.
Mhm.
And R I D G E.
Yes, and then
is that one word, ma'am?
Two words.
R I D G E. Okay, and spell chiropractic again, please.
C-H-I-R-O
Okay, hold on, ma'am. It's P R. Okay.
A. C.
P or T?
C H I R O P R A C.
Mhm.
As in cheese. T as in table. I C.
C H I R O P R A T I T.
No, the last letters is gonna be T R A C T I C.
Okay, C I R O P R A
C T I C.
C P I
C. C as in cheese, T as in table, I as in ice cream, C as in cheese.
I have C H I R O P R A C as in cat, I as in I, and C as in cat again.
There's a T in there.
Okay, R A.
Mhm.
Okay.
C as in cat.
Okay, hold
yep.
on.
C as
in cat. Okay.
And then T as in tree.
Mhm.
And then I as in eye.
Uh huh.
And then C as in cat.
Don't let me. Rocky Ridge Chiropractic. What?
That's it.
So it just said Rocky Ridge Chiropractic. It won't let me. Oh, Lord. It won't let me do it. Okay, I'm going to add. Okay, I'm going to have to do this again. Spell the word chiropractor, ma'am. I'm going to write this on a paper. Spell it, please.
Okay. One second. It's going to be C H I R O P R A.
Okay, you keep going in and out. C H I R O
P R A.
Is that P or T?
P as in Peter.
Uh huh. R A.
Yep. And then C as in cat.
Uh-huh.
T as in tree. I as in eye. C as in cat.
I'm going to spell it back. C-H-I-R-O. P as in Paul. R as in rat. A. C. T as in tree. I. C.
Yes, that's correct.
And the name of it was again was what?
Rocky Ridge.
R O C K Y. Correct?
Yes.
Okay. And it won't let me take it. Okay, it's not found, ma'am. Do you have a? Wait a minute. R O C K Y R I D G E. Okay, what I'm gonna need is a I R O P R A C. T-I-C. What I'm going to need is an address Do you have an address?
Yes, I do. Let me pull it up real quick. Okay. Are you ready?
Yes.
It's going to be 2531.
Mm-hmm.
Rocky Ridge Road.
Hold on. Rocky. RIDGERD. Okay.
Number 112.
What is that with the Rocky Ridge Road 112?
Yes. It's the suite number is 112.
Okay, so what's 2531 Rocky Ridge Road 112?
Yep.
Okay, what city and state is this in?
It's in Vestavia Hills, Alabama.
Could you please spell it?
Yep. It is V E S T A V I A space.
Huh?
That was the first word.
V E S T A V I A.
Yep. And then the second word is Hills. H I L L S.
What state is this?
Alabama.
Do you have the zip code?
35243. Yep.
Okay, and that's who you're claiming for your your unemployment.
Yes.
Okay, can I have a phone number, please, for them?
Yep. It is 205-823-8284.
Yep. Could I please have your employment start date with them, please?
Yes. It was... Hang on. It was December 16th, 2020.
Could you give me your last day of employment?
June 30th, 2021.
Could you please give me the city and state work was performed in?
It's going to be the Vestavia Hills, Alabama.
Please spell Vestavia Hills again.
Yep, it is.
I got it. I got it. And what state that was in? Alabama.
Yep.
Did you receive vacation sick or holiday pay?
Nope.
Have you applied for a pension, or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No.
Mm. Thank you. Okay. Thank you. And could you tell me why you are no longer working there? Quit, discharge, other, or lack of work?
I guess discharge. I was fired because of COVID, the hours. They had to shorten their hours.
Okay, hold on. Okay, why it will not let me? Okay. And you say you was why? What was the reason?
Is discharge the same thing as fired?
Yes, ma'am. No, fired.
Yeah. Okay. I was laid off because of COVID. They had to close early, so they didn't need an extra person.
The company closed, or?
They shortened their hours.
Okay, I'm trying to find a good, you know. Okay. Let me see, under other, let me see. Corporate downsizing, laid off, there's no work available. Position eliminated. Company closed.
Yeah,
huh?
Position
eliminated. Okay.
I think so, yeah.
Okay, and we're doing your bank account, correct? Not a, you did gave me your bank account and routing, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Ma'am.
The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also requires you for work with the Alabama Career System. Your career application remains active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your during your unemployment claim. You must go to one of the career centers in your city and tell them that you need to update your online resume, because if you don't, that will have an interruption with your unemployment. So if you can do that today, that would be good. Most people do it the same day when they to file their claims.
So what do I need to do? I need to...
Where's your unemployment office at?
Oh, I have no idea. Probably downtown.
Okay, see, you're going to have to go there. And you're going to have to let them know. You're going to ask for the Alabama Career Center. And you're going to let them know, I'm filing for unemployment, and I had to come in here and update my online, my resume. You need to go in and update it. Because if you do that, if you fail you to do that, ma'am, it's going to interrupt your benefits. Now, in the process of doing, after you've done that or doing that, you can claim your unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification each week by telephone or internet in order for you to get paid your unemployment. If you go on the internet, you can go. And then actually, you know what? When you go into the employment office, ask them and let them know. See, that way you can go into that office and claim every week. But if you want to do it by telephone, the same way you call, what number did you call? You know the number that you call here in order to claim today?
Yes.
Okay. What you need to do then, you can, Sunday, you know we're not going to be here, but you can go from Sunday through no later than Friday by 5 p.m. And you can call your claim in every week. Therefore, you know you're talking to a live person and that you know that your claim is being done for you. So next week, you need to make another claim. So you can either go to your employment service or you can call the number that you did today to do your claim.
Okay. What about the claims on my last one? Because I had done all those weekly claims.
They're gonna pull all of that up. But see, that's why I told you go to your employment service.
Okay.
And let you know. Therefore, go to the, if you can do it today, let me see here. Where are you?
Alabama.
Okay. Because I'm just trying to see if we're on the same time, because I'm in Montgomery. And it's like 10 minutes to 3 here.
Same here.
Okay. See, I don't know what time you're on. They may close about 4. Or, you know, I'm not knowing what time they close. But in the meantime, in between time, if so, you need to go ahead and if you can get over there, and therefore you can, that way you don't have to worry about calling in. You can possibly go over there each week, take one day out the week, and go ahead and file your claim and see. Therefore, you know it's done.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So, yes. And any other questions? Yes, ma'am. Any other questions, they'll be able to answer for you. So, I have done this claim for you. And then the other ones, like you say you've done, you can go and you can talk to a live. I'm a live person, too, but you can go in there and they can sit you down and take you step by step, you know? So, but if I was you, I would, if you didn't catch them today, I would be up early in the morning and doing it, you know, getting that out the way. Therefore, you know, you'll have that done.
Right.
You
okay.
know?
Do you know if you can look up where the unemployment office is?
Because see, that's just the thing. I don't know. And then, they don't give us access to do that. That's just the pad thing. They don't give us access to do that. And I'm so sorry I can't. Because if I could, I would. But I don't know. But a directory or something, somebody should be able to please help you. Because really and truly, you need to go ahead and get that done. Therefore, that'll be one thing off your list.
Right.
Okay. All right. Get that can up. I dropped it. Thank you. All right, baby.
Okay, thank you.
You're very, very welcome.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye.